Many states are introducing tough new graduation exams in an effort to improve their public schools. But a big question is what to do about students with learning disabilities. Some parents and teachers worry that certain students will never be able to pass the exams. Others say that if children with special needs are not required to pass the tests, schools won't be held accountable for teaching them. In Massachusetts, Governor Paul Cellucci is offering an alternative. From Boston, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
In Massachusetts last year, 80% of 10th graders in special education failed the state's new standardized test. That's important because beginning this year, sophomores will be required to pass the exam in order to graduate. Governor Cellucci yesterday proposed that students in special education be offered an alternative to a high school diploma.
Special education students who do not achieve passing scores will be eligible to receive state-endorsed certificates of completion, provided they meet the goals of their individual education plans. These certificates, while not diplomas, will recognize the achievements of these students.
Governor Cellucci made it clear that the certificates provide none of the traditional benefits of a high school diploma. They will not, for example, allow students into any of Massachusetts state-run colleges or universities. Their purpose, he said, is to acknowledge that a special needs student completed his or her coursework in high school but did not meet the new rigorous standards covered by the Massachusetts Comprehensive Assessment System, or MCAS, exam.
What we're recognizing is that some special needs students will not have the ability to achieve this standard. We think that most of them will, but, you know, should there be some who, because of their special needs, are not able to, we do want them to be recognized for completing their plan.
Advocates for children with disabilities were quick to criticize the proposal. Some said Governor Cellucci's plan is illegal under federal law, which requires special education students to be included as much as possible in all the programs offered by a school district. That includes high-stakes testing. Julia Landau, an attorney with the Massachusetts Advocacy Center, says the certificates create a two-tier system in the state's public schools.
Based on the test results from last year, 120,000 students, 80% of the kids with disabilities in the state, would receive a certificate of completion. That is unacceptable.
Landau says setting up an alternative to diplomas for children in special education will allow school districts to lower their standards and expectations for these students. She says it's illegal under the recently revised federal special education law.
Governor Cellucci's proposal is essentially undermining the new federal requirements because he seems to be sanctioning lowering expectations for kids with disabilities and saying, well, if those 80% of the children don't pass, that's okay. We'll give them a certificate of attendance or certificate of completion, which is a ticket to nowhere.
It hasn't just been special education students who struggled to pass the new MCAS exam. Last year, some urban school districts saw 75% of all of their 10th graders fail either the math or the English portion of the test, and failure rates for African American and Hispanic students in some cities were more than twice the rate of whites. Governor Cellucci, however, says students with learning disabilities are in a unique position. He says some form of alternative graduation certificate for special needs students is necessary if the state is going to stick to its high standards for everyone else.
This is no time for weak knees. We must remain firm in our resolve to use these tests as a graduation requirement and as a tool for improving our public schools.
The governor has presented his plan for certificates of completion to the State Board of Education, which has vowed to implement it. Critics say if the state starts offering these certificates rather than diplomas to special needs students, they'll consider challenging the move in court. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Boston.